Tim, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to TMA Live, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of TMA, live from Hot Shots in Bridgeton, broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, you know who sings this?
No idea.
Cat, do you know who sings this?
No.
I begin to fade down.
Do I have initials?
It's one word, I believe.
Okay.
T.
T.
Tom.
Nope.
Ted.
Nope.
Teresa.
Nope.
Tim.
Nope.
All right, I give up. I don't have any more guesses. Any clues?
Second letter is P.
TP. TP.
That's it. TP. That's it.
No, TP. I'm sorry. Am I right on this, by the way?
TP.
Yeah, of course I am. Why would I ask? Wonderful.
What's the third letter, Tim?
A.
TPA. TPA.
Tapawingo.
Oh, yeah. That's where we had the golf tournament.
That's who it is, Doug. It's a group called Tapawingo.
The band was Tapau.
Tapau.
Tapau. T-P-A-U. But there's like an apostrophe.
Yeah. T-apostrophe P-A-U. Do you know the year?
I'm going to go 88.
Seven.
Ah!
Seven.
I'm sorry.
87.
You're getting old, Tim. You're losing.
Am I losing?
Yeah. No question.
Mike Lee is back.
Yeah, he's over here.
We're at Hot Shots in Bridgeton for TMA Live. It's the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine Center Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Doug, where your son at?
John Vaughn.
He's at home.
Where your son at?
He's at home. He's at home. He got home from work late, and I think his girlfriend was coming.
Oh, nice. So.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, you've already been suspended once, so tread easily there, mister.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Put him down. Put him down. Put him down.
And the young Tykes are cheering, Doug. Right. That's the next generation of texters right there.
Mike Lee's suspension has just been trebled. He'll now serve a suspension to last a period of 6 days.
It's going to be so much fun. We're doing this show in 20 years, and they start texting in.
These kids are going to have to go to counseling for months after this.
It's just a shame. It's just really a shame.
We're coming off an incredible Foot Fetish Friday, kind of a spontaneous one, and it got very hot. That was in the 7 o'clock hour, and so much going on here in the 8 o'clock hour. And now it's time for the DBs. Sports Bar Exit Poll with questions prepared by Misty Plops.
All right. Exit Poll. Is there music?
Make some music like
there
up,
was,
Doug.
I feel like there was pre-pro. I felt like there was pre-pro. There is.
All right.
Buck Swope is getting a picture of Andy Hanselman looking for the pre-pro. Buck Swope doesn't miss a thing.
The Exit Poll is powered by DB Sports Bar and Soulard.
This is a great question.
Ooh, interesting question.
I didn't care for the question.
I don't know. This is a hard question.
That's the stupidest question ever, Doug. Just shut up for the segment. Nope.
DB's has awesome food and drinks served by the finest ladies in St. Louis.
Plowhawk, you have the questions prepared by the great Misty Plops.
I do. I feel honored to actually read these from the great Misty Plops. Are you ready for question one, boys?
Yeah.
Which person associated with TMA is least likely to pick up a check?
To pick up a check?
Why'd you look at me?
Yeah, that was anti-Semitic, man. You didn't say it, but it was anti-Semitic.
Oh, well.
Intern Ethan?
No, I'm going to say Plowsy.
Yeah, I would say Plowboy, too, but, I mean, it's not a shot.
Yeah, it's not mean.
You know. No,
yeah.
I would have to agree with that, too.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate you looking right at me, though.
Yeah, that seemed a little...
All right, so it's unanimous. Okay, yeah, I'd say Plowsy. Sure.
Doug, you're impatient with us today.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, you kind of got a little tude with me.
Just keep it rolling. Just keep it rolling.
Question two.
Yeah.
Are there any celebrities who have been interviewed on the show that you would refuse to have back on the presentation?
Yes, I Jeff Passan, he's not necessarily a celebrity.
Right.
But I didn't like
the way
I didn't like the way he hung up on us, and I've told him this, and then made it seem like Doug was a bad guy. He waded into the political discussion, then you continued, and he was offended. So I wouldn't have him
slam down the phone as much as you can slam a phone these days, and stormed away.
And refuses to come back on the show, from what I understand. Is that correct?
That's all right.
There he is. That's correct,
That's all right.
That's a good answer, the cat. I mean, I would have him on, but I'd have people on who hate me. I don't know. Who else? I feel like there's others that I probably am missing. Doug?
I can't think of any more. We've had some bad ones, but I forget really off the top of my head who they would have been. I guess Passan. I'd have to go with Passan, too, because he acted like he was really offended that...
even though he waded right into the discussion.
Right, and then was totally offended that I said something back.
I have to say, regarding that, I mean, you know, obviously I would be more on his side from a perspective, but I don't know what was said that would be so offended that you wouldn't come on the air. I don't recall, honestly, so I don't know. But I mean,
just remember,
like, if people are just expressing their opinions, like, and then you're a guest, like, who cares? But I don't know. Maybe I'm forgetting something.
It wasn't anything out of line, but here's what got me is that he was on hold when Doug was making one of his political points. And then Passan got on and kind of confronted Doug, and then Doug answered him. Wasn't anything over the line, and thus Passan got offended as if we dragged him into it.
Right.
It escalated a little more aggressively than I would have anticipated.
Yeah, the whole thing lasted about 10 seconds.
And the truth is, Doug, 8 out of 10 people we try to get on the show will not come on because of you.
You have that sort of
personality.
And many won't come on after they've been on, too.
Yeah, because they've been held accountable.
That's right.
Plowboy, do you have a third...
If Doug and the cat retired tomorrow, who would be the best possible duo to co-host the program alongside the great Timothy Michael McKernan?
Charlie and Jay.
I agree. I was going to say the same thing.
That's an insta-call.
Sure. But it wouldn't be the same.
It would not be the same. But the cat and I heard in 2006, I always say this on the fan pit, when Martin left the show, that was the end of the show.
Right.
But we knew from that process when Doug auditioned that Doug was the best person to come in and replace Martin.
And hot.
Well, we knew he was hot.
First and foremost, it's my looks.
Right. Yeah. And for whatever reason, that was not the direction management decided to go, Jay. I don't know if you remember what happened.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. And you got a kitchen, I think.
It was even bathroom. It was even before they started the audition process when Martin stormed out, rightfully so. We were like, who could we get? And we both said Doug Vaughn because... we've been outside the clubhouse and needling each other, and we knew you were funny.
But
even though you play the dry, prune out guy on television.
That's the thing. But for a lot of people in St. Louis, people my age, 48, 45, 30, 38, Doug was this guy on TV, and then you heard him on the radio, and you're like, Look at Doug.
I knew because of working at Channel 4 with Doug. Because we would laugh our asses off in the sports office.
You just thought Doug was just a TV stiff.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
A plowhawk, but is Misty Plops have it?
Which type of event is Inside STL more likely to stage again in the near future? A boxing match?
Nope. That's an insta-call no.
Or a girl next door contest?
Girl next door.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I think about bringing it back.
You should.
I think about bringing it back.
What are the pros and cons? Well, obviously, sometimes a grandmother gets sick and they can't show up.
Well, it's a different world than when we started. Now the ladies could submit their pictures themselves.
People could vote.
I wouldn't have to attend. I hated attending those things.
You could just come for the finals.
The Plowhawk, I think you would be a great host of a Girl Next Door competition.
I would love it.
Yep. Yeah.
Stop looking at me.
I'm sorry.
So that's the one that maybe should come back.
So I see that there already is an article. It's always nice. There's articles about my career. It's so good to have.
Yep.
I enjoy it because I love discussing it so much.
Sure.
And we're working on a new agreement that would keep this show at 590 for a long time. But it is not signed. And so I want to be clear on that. So when Dan Caesar called me, Jay.
Yep.
Last night, and said, "I understand the agreement's finalized." I said, "Well, I haven't seen it, much less signed it. So therefore, I'm uncomfortable commenting on something that I haven't signed." Furthermore, this show is the whole group, and I'm not just talking about these two gentlemen. I'm talking about that guy, and that guy, and that guy.
And the audience.
And until, well, they're not getting contracts.
Kevin
but until
Miller,
my, until my,
you
my,
and you and you.
Until my guys are taken care of.
It ain't going to happen.
I just need to make sure that's, because we've been through some stuff before.
Yep.
And that's all I want. That's just the way this thing has to operate. So regarding that, InsideSTL.com is going to strictly become Inside STL Enterprises website here, I think, at the start of the year. That's the plan. And so when I think about that, I want to write more again. And also, I think about the Girl Next Door competition. If the new deal gets signed, I'm thrilled because it allows me to just do the show but also start the podcast, which the Sea Monster and I – where's the Sea Monster? There he is. Sea Monster and I have been talking about doing this for a long time.
There's a lot of stuff we
but
can
he
do.
Was the executive producer for the whole station. That responsibility is no longer his either.
Oh
so
my.
He is available to do this, and I want to do this after the show when we move into the new studios. And then I also want to kind of relaunch InsideSTL.com. So it frees me up to do that, and I love that. Plus, we can keep the show together for a long time, which is what I want to do anyway. And I was running myself into the ground, as you guys would see, with all of the radio business.
Sure.
So if this can get signed, it's a great thing. But like I said, it's not signed yet. And so to comment on it in the newspaper, as I was asked to do, put me in a bit of an awkward position because I don't know what to say. But our goal is to sign it and have a new agreement and have this whole group on doing this show. Doug, what would you like to do? Another 25 years? 30?
25 minutes would be about right.
What?
Come on,
would
Doug.
You look at the time?
Come
what?
On, Doug.
What? So there's that, because it's a weird spot, because I see this article's up, and I know people want to talk about it,
no.
But I don't know how to handle it, Jennings, because
Well, the problem is you're about honesty, and you're about the time that it's right to talk about something, and unfortunately, some people jump the gun, and what I'm so excited about is that the way you're putting it together, that the right people will be taken care of.
God bless America. So there's the whole situation there. So Girl Next Door contest is the answer, Plowhawk.
And I would love. I wasn't around during the Girl Next Door competition. I think
you would do wonderful.
You
would
be
big. You'd be the Hugh Hefner of South County.
We had a cougar next door contest.
Yes, we did for a couple months.
More dead boy. The grandmothers were really going down.
There's nothing wrong.
Great
with that.
Grandmothers.
We had
nothing
grandmothers floating down the river like cordwood. There were so many of them dying.
We have one more, potentially two more, if how long you want to go. Who would win in a UFC-style fight, Mr. Miyagi or Rambo?
That's a really good question.
Is my favorite one on the question sheet.
No question, Rambo, because he was trained in the martial arts. And let's face it, Mr. Miyagi, a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, but I mean, remember how he handled Sensei in the parking lot? And what about Sato?
Yeah, you bring some great points up,
I don't
Tim.
Know either
Do
of those
you
guys.
Remember how he was in Happy Days?
Yeah, I mean, what was his name there?
I think it was
Arnold.
Arnold. Yeah. They kept the name going.
Wonderful.
There, I mean, Sly Stallone would split him like a chopstick.
Yeah, he would. He'd just bull rush him and grab him and throw him down.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's technique over size, and I think Mr. Miyagi's got that advantage.
It's not always
That's
technique.
That's because you weigh a buck 05.
It's all about pressure points.
If the guy's a lot bigger and he can wrap you up, then it's not going to be about pressure points and technique.
He's a special forces guy.
Last one. What is your favorite hole on any golf property?
Well, that's a good Jennings, what a great question.
Wow.
Whose voice is that's in that drop?
I don't know.
It's Azinger.
It is Azinger.
It's my favorite hole in the property.
It's Zinger.
Because somebody said they thought it was Jay Delson.
No, Zinger. No.
My favorite hole in the property.
That's Zinger.
Doug, what's your favorite hole?
My favorite hole. You probably go Bell Reve Road Wars.
I guess 17 at the TPC. Whoa. Does it have to be one that I played or...
No, that's
I guess that'd be my favorite hole.
Fancy. I don't think
when I look
play.
At that, I think that's a nice hole, Bill.
That's a legit play.
That's what I would say.
I got to go. It's sentimental, but it's the truth. 18 at Harbortown, because that's where I get to play with my family, and it'll always have sentimental value. 18 at Harbortown, Jennings.
I'm going to go with hole number 4 at Dino Mini Putt on the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God. Tyler had a great...
If you get a hole-in-one there, there's a little volcano that erupts.
Oh, that is nice.
That's a nice hole,
that's
Bill.
That's a nice hole.
Jennings, what about you?
Wow.
You've played them all.
I got to go with...
17 at Pebble.
It's close.
12 at Augusta.
Close. I'm going to go with the 18th hole at the National Golf Links. on the Hamptons. It's the oldest pub in the world.
What in the
world? Sound for it. Yes. It's an unbelievable setting. It's a par five up the hill with the water on the right. 18 at National Golf Links.
Doug, do you agree with that?
You'd love it.
Sounds
Doug.
A lot like the 11th at Tower T.
Not really. Yeah. No.
Well, they got some Hoosiers in that area.
Larry Nickel with a thought on the Masters.
Larry.
My answer to Eddie, that last question.
Yep. Bill.
Eddie Hole at Normandy.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's a man.
Wow.
Let me tell you, there's no better supporter.
Right, wow.
No
wow.
better supporter of the wow. sponsors than this guy.
I'm telling you.
Well, speaking about sponsors.
Oh, no, Doug.
Have you got one for us?
That's the door's been open.
End of the show. Tell them about Ryan Kelly.
Yeah,
okay.
If you could.
How is your mortgage, Doug?
Well, it could be better.
If you want it to be better, you need to go see a guy who sponsors this very presentation,
Ryan
Kelly.
Yep. Right.
But for anybody who doesn't know Ryan Kelly.
What's his phone number?
He does refi the home loans.
He'll get to it.
For anybody who wants a new home loan, he can get a hold of him in three ways.
Cut.
Oh.
Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, Missouri.
Yep.
Or 314-781-9700.
Right.
Or thehomeloanexpert.com, Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Wow.
That's it. Well done, Larry.
You're a great American.
Professional. It's not even a great American. It's all you, Cap.
Thank you. That's nice sentiment, Larry. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless America.
There he is. All the right. best
God bless you, Larry.
Thank you, Nixon.
Heart of gold, that guy.
Jennings, PGA Pro Dan just posted the bag I will be.
He's got a special bag for you.
Doug, do you have a problem
that's
with
epic. That's a,
you know,
that's
they
a
make
bag.
They make special bags for the majors.
They do.
And now Timmy's got a special
yep.
bag.
Look at that.
PGA Pro Dan, who will have to retire if I win tomorrow.
Yeah, how about that?
Do you get to keep the bag?
Oh, I'm sure. I would think so.
I would think.
Wouldn't you?
Does it have your name on it?
No, it has his name, but it's wonderful.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, but he might be retiring tomorrow around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, he could be done. It could be anybody's bag tomorrow.
Jennings, what do you think the gallery is going to look like tomorrow? Doug and Iggy have a bet.
I'm so excited. I got a Facebook message from a gal who I know who has been part of FFF, who's coming and wanted to keep it on the down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Daddy was pretty excited by that.
Wow, I wonder who this is.
Daddy was excited? Your dad?
Well,
was?
No, I. Okay. He'll be at the track.
All right.
But I think the gallery's going to be having fun. I mean, the requirement tomorrow at The Rock from 1:30 and beyond is have.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Doug, I like to throw clubs and have hissy fits. How do
well,
I
have none of that? None of that.
How do I handle? I like to berate whoever leaves a spike mark.
Nope.
How do I handle?
Well, we're a lot better off yelling. Without Big Al.
Just keep yelling at anything and everybody.
I like to attack my caddy like Bubba Watson. Pray for right. Ted Scott. I understand we have another game. It's time for the listeners to participate in the Plowboy Movie Savant game.
Oh, my.
Three contestants identify movies based on the Plowboys' off-the-cuff recollections of the plot and characters. The prize is a pair of July 25th Bud Bash tickets. Though we need three listeners to come on up and play. But first, it's time for Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post Sports Bar and Grill, home of the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's Drops of the Week.
Muddy, muddy tush knot.
How come you make love with Ryan Kelly?
Landing strip shrub tastes like beef.
You want me to talk dirty to the listeners?
Hot doo-doo browns.
Oh.
I know some skanks.
Hey, dumbass, my dad's got a ring from it, punk.
There's nothing sneaky about a gentleman in cut-off blue jeans, a half shirt, and a gimp mask.
I just had a quick question about shrubs.
Would you be a swinger if you had a partner?
But I would still work the foot over.
Soil my pant with fresh wee.
Gay bars are the best.
I'm invited to enjoy the wife while he watches.
Now what's an otter?
I thought that was a twinkish guy who had some hair.
It's a combo bear twink, I'm pretty sure.
Smooth as a dolphin.
The one that I went into with some friends was it was called Just John.
Say, why don't you get inside of that man?
I am tired of you sitting on the couch watching browsers.
What's the difference between a butterfly kiss and a hummingbird tongue?
But the gays would have their shirts off.
I am tired period, of, period, it, exclamation point.
I'd bottom for Keith Urban if Nicole Kidman was around.
So Edgar Allan Poe shaved his bush?
Call in, curious lesbo.
Spread out me loin cheeks, scent of mud erects my nips, ah, yes, prostate milk?
It's hard to find young twinkish au pairs.
So you're cucking the dude who went to the bunny ranch and you're asking his wife to show her feet?
Benoit balls?
No.
Oh, jeez. I gotta go to soccer practice. I sure hope I can pick up one of the dads.
I would marry a guy if he had a lot of money.
You'd go gay for a billionaire?
Twinks don't sign prenups.
No, kidding, it's my backpack.
Nice. It's usually passive-aggressive dickery.
Oh, I had a problem with the guy with the gimp mask. Sure, I had an issue with that.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week. Whoa. Presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Doug, totally different segment than the Drops of the Week. Iggy, wonderful work.
Nicely done, I agree.
All right, it's time for Plowboy Movie Savant. Three contestants participating. We have Mike. Do you go by Mike or Michael?
Mike's fine.
You're Michael on the fan pit, though.
Yes.
Doug, I, the show.
However, but anybody wants to be called on the fan page is what I...
He's very active on the fan page.
He is.
Oh, are you really?
Postman Mike Scrap is fine.
Postman Mike.
You'd know that.
You know this guy next to him, don't you? It's the hipster at Tower Grove South.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This is violent.
Hey, Doug.
Knock it off. Don't make
And this is the four-finger guy.
Oh, hello, Mordecai.
Four-finger Mordecai Brown.
Mordecai Brown.
Now, so we have clips of the Plowboy discussing what film it is. Mike, you get to go first, and then you get to name the film. It's for Cardinal Bud Bash tickets on July 25th. Take a listen, if you would.
A divorcee mom with a kid and a divorcee dad with a kid. They meet up at a little conference, you know, one thing leading to another, yada, yada, yada. They bang and start dating, and then they realize they really love each other, want to get married, so they start living together, and then the two kids have to live together. These kids, by the way, are 40-year-old males who haven't left the house. They get into some mischief. One has a samurai sword. The other one has a really cool drum set. They make bump beds. One guy gets injured because of the bunk beds. I think there's a guacamole joke in there. They end up ruining the wedding and end up... Couple get divorced because they can't get along, and then yada yada yada, they fix things. And what a great movie this is!
You don't have
is.
To see the movie now.
Yeah, Doug. I mean, it's like you were watching the picture.
Is this multiple choice?
No.
No, it isn't, Postman.
I have to guess the movie.
Yes,
that's the name of the game.
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. Jennings is not correct.
I don't think so.
R.I.P. Z. Hipster Tower Grove South.
Step Brothers.
Yes. Oh, wow. Hipster at Tower Grove South, out of the gate strong. Yeah. And now, this question is your film. Take a listen.
The guy gets his house taken over by Englishmen, kills one of his sons. He uses his son's army men as bullets to retaliate. Gets a bunch of poor whites that want... Oh, I guess they're all white. Trying to retaliate against the English. Set up little booby traps. What else? Oh, his other son is also in love, and at one scene, he was wrapped up like a cocoon when he was visiting his said girl. They end up winning the fight, winning the war, and he also got his house burned down. Who am I kidding? This isn't the Civil War. This is the Revolutionary War. I just figured that out off the top of my head without any help. Kind of a plot twist, just kind of have you think. Yeah. This is the Revolutionary War. Americans versus the British. Who will win?
Yeah, it was a nice setup, kind of for the first half of it. He thought he was talking about the Civil War, even though he was talking about the British. Right. Fascinating. Well. Hipster at Tower Grove South. I got to put you on the clock. I hate to do that.
I mean, I
Five,
you would get this.
Four.
The Patriot.
Yeah.
Was he helped from the audience?
No.
Was there
no.
help from the audience?
No, I thought he'd get this.
Mike, was there help from the audience?
No.
Wow, somebody's saying
kids.
Yes.
Ask the kids. They're right next to him.
Was there help from the audience, young Tykes?
No.
Oh, there's so, look.
There's a whole thing going
they're
on.
They're ratting that guy out.
Yeah.
Where there's a narc.
I would. Hey, I'd admit it if I heard something.
Yeah, this guy's the Hall of he's a Hall of Famer.
He is. He's well. I think he's the guy who's gonna be in there. You
yeah,
know it.
He's
like Mike
way.
Trout. You know he's gonna be there, but you can't put him in now. Hipster, we're going to give you credit for that. Congratulations,
yeah.
You're up to
him. You've earned
he's honorable. Because you know he's honorable,
he's
Doug.
A G8 well, I don't summit know that. Guy.
Hipster, so. You've earned it.
I wouldn't lie to Doug.
Yes, right. You would.
Andy, go ahead. This is for you, Four Finger Guy.
So conspiracy theorists, this guy, think there's something written on the back of the Constitution or is Declaration of Independence, I think.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, they're all one and the same, in my opinion, America. So he breaks in, steals the Declaration of Independence, gets all these clues, trying to find some... I can't say... He's trying to find the City of Gold. Or is that the second one? Got a really hot curator. Got a really smart guy who got a Ferrari at the end of the movie. Got an evil guy chasing him because he's a rival of this guy who is trying to find the... hidden gems. We'll call them Hidden Gems of America. And then they make a sequel.
We're waiting on the third one.
waiting on that third one.
Four Finger Guy. No, I'm sorry. No. Action on you, Postman Mike.
Mordecai. I believe it's National Treasure.
You are correct, and you're on the board.
Sure it is.
Let it go, Postman.
You're on the board, and now you have a chance to tie the hipster Tower Grove South. Take a listen to this next one. It's described by the Plow Pirate.
You know, it's a guy who's from a rich family, doesn't have to do jack. Just sit at the pool, get drunk, throw pickles on windows at fast food restaurants. But then I think the dad wants him to take over the company, but he's too stupid. And so the dad decides the only way this guy can take over the company is if he goes back to school. The bus driver is stealing lunches. We got students banging teachers. We got penguins floating around in there. Nudie magazines coming in the mail. So much going on. In the end, you know what it is. He passes. He, you know, does all that yada, yada, yada. Gets the girl, ties the knot, gets the company, and then hands over the company to one of his buddies. And there she is.
Oh, great description. Postman Mike.
I have no idea. I'm
Take
guess
a guess.
Tommy Boy.
No, I'm sorry. No. That's not a bad guess, though.
No, good
that's
guess.
It's not a bad guess at all. Hipster Tower Grove South. A chance to take a commanding lead.
Same time period.
Wow.
Same
who yelled out Billy Madison?
Billy Madison.
Somebody yelled
he
out Billy
it.
Madison.
He knew it.
I think he knew it.
All right.
He was saying same time period.
He was getting right there.
Yeah. Audience members, if you could just
Stifle.
Help us
Come
and
on.
Not yell out the end. We want this to be on the up and up. Come
Everybody
on, big
calm
fella.
Calm down now.
Is there one specific guy?
I don't know.
All right, nine digits. What do you got?
Okay, so they're this of age 18-year-old senior in high school who moves to a new area. He's got a body like a Coke machine. No, not a Coke machine, a Coke bottle. Got a body like a Coke bottle. So her parents are, they dig up bones. Are they archaeologists? Yeah, those are archaeology. Her parent, I don't even know if that's true, but I know one of her parents dig up bones for a living.
Sure.
So her parents are archaeologists and move around a lot. This chick gets into a bad clique. She tries to fit in with the popular crowd. She does things that her friends currently don't approve of. She ends up throwing a huge party, wants to have sex with the most popular guy in school, but ends up realizing that he's dating a and that is one of her best friends.
Go ahead.
Plowsy, you do a damn good job.
16 on Candles?
No, I'm sorry. Postman Mike.
Mean Girls.
That's correct.
Nicely done, Mike.
That is correct. What is the score?
Doug?
Hipster's got 3. The Postman's got 2. Nothing yet for Mordecai.
One more round. This is big for you, Postman. You need this one.
Mordecai's still a good texter.
Yeah.
What he's lacking is a Mac game. He can't talk to ladies, he's a virgin. Until he gets a new neighbor friend, about early 20s blonde honey bunny. So he begins trying to court her, I guess you would say. He starts streaking down the street. He starts skipping class. He starts doing things out of the norm. He befriends her pimp. And all of a sudden, he falls in love with her, wants her to get out of the strip and... porn game, and then he gets caught up in a deal, and then he films a sex tape about sex education, makes a bunch of money off of it, him and the girl start dating, and that's about it, you know, just a heartfelt story about a man who loves a woman.
Well, that was kind of well done. Action's on you, right? Question number 6, I thought.
Why don't you give it to Mordecai,
yeah,
since he doesn't
actually,
have anything
yeah.
yet.
I don't know.
You do not know, so the action goes to Postman Mike anyway.
No.
For the... Oh, go.
I don't know. I'm just going to guess Departed.
No, for the win, Hipster Tower Grove South.
the juice was worth the squeeze.
Oh, my God. I know where he's going with it.
Door.
With Alicia Cuthbert, Jennings, the juice was worth the squeeze. How about the hipster at Tower Grove South? You have won Cardinal Bud Bash tickets by winning Plowboy Movie Savant.
Having no life has paid off.
Well, yeah, a couple of tickets.
Yeah, Bud Bash, congratulations on the big... thank you, Four Finger Guy. Thank you, Postman Mike. And really impressive. Now you're shaking the four fingers.
Uh-huh.
I saw the whole thing happen. Congratulations. Here you go.
All right, then.
Doug, this 8 o'clock hour has been brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient, Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com.
I know it's hot, but you don't get to be a better baseball or softball player by sitting on the couch and saying, it's too hot, I'm not going out. Well, you can still hit. You can still work on your game at 314 Sports. It's a fantastic indoor baseball and softball training center right there on Strassner Drive in Brentwood. 314 Sports, state-of-the-art training center. It's also a baseball tournament company. They sponsor a lot of tournaments in the area, and they have home of a select team, the St. Louis Redbirds Baseball Club, that turns out some of the top amateur players in St. Louis. It's also a great place for summer camps. They have four-day, $99 camps where your son or daughter can just hit like the Dickens. They can hit all day long. They also have that great Hit Tracks Baseball Simulator, where they put up a TV screen and they can plug in the background of any major league stadium. And when you hit the ball in the cage, it will tell you where that ball would have gone in that stadium. It's a very cool feature. A lot of the big league players use that, and it makes for a great birthday party thing, too. When I was there, they had a bunch of kids there for a birthday party, all of them hitting and seeing where their balls would go in Busch Stadium. It's really a cool thing. It's called the Hit Tracks Baseball Simulator. And these camps, again, 4 days, $99, boys and girls, 5 to 14 get access to the entire training facility, and the camps are run by their team of certified instructors. They have some great hitting coaches there. And if you tell them that we sent you, you get a special discount. That's 314 Training Academy, 314-963-1110, or visit them at 314sports.com.
The Cat is not on the road, but he will be tomorrow, and it's Four Seasons Penske Truck that sponsors his road trips. Pittsburgh, you go.
This is a long road trip.
So yeah, it is. Two weekends. Truck.
I appreciate Penske, too, because, sure, I could take a suitcase on the plane, but that's not enough for a guy like me. You see the fashion sense.
You need fabulous suits at each stop.
Yeah.
Frank is coming in next. It's Alliance Choice, famous roast beef, hand off to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box.
Doug, it's been a magical week on the radio program.
It hasn't.
And we look back on the week that was with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
The Cardinals drafted Rob Kaminsky instead of Aaron Judge. 855-282-8255.
855. Who's running the scouting department now? Can't we tell a ball player from a slipper? You got to get people who can hit the ball out of the park, and that's who you draft. I don't want some spaghetti-armed left-handed high school pitcher. I want a big guy who can stand up there, dig in, and hit the ball 500 feet.
Cut two.
There's people already calling Jay and asking about cart availability.
Who's calling?
Fan page people asking for a cart availability.
People are legitimately calling Normandy looking to reserve their cards.
They aren't.
But I have a dilemma because Jay wants me to be on the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I said, look, I'll caddy for you because we've been friends for 25 years, but this is going to hurt my lemming status with Tim.
Cut three.
You know all about hedonism. You know what it's about. That's how you're going to win. Sure enough, the next two people emailed in naked pictures of their wives, and that's who went.
And as Rick Hummel sits on hold, I appreciate the anecdote. Commish, good morning.
Cut four.
What about the media in this town being soft?
The media is soft. I'm tired of that, I'll tell you. I'm tired of that. Now they need to step up and make some deals and get back in this race. I am tired, period, of, period, it, exclamation point.
Cut five.
And I said, here's my ball, and by golly, I got a shot. And so I'm way out of bounds, but I can see the green.
So I took out an iron, and just as I hit it, a car drove by, and it hit a guy right in the middle of his windshield. Shattered the windshield. And he just kept driving. He didn't stop. He didn't yell at me. He just... Maybe he thought he'd been shot or something.
Stolen car.
He just kept driving.
Cut six.
Turn the mic on.
Oh, yeah. I would marry a guy if he had a lot of money. Oh,
you
would? It would have to be like a billion.
You'd go gay for a billionaire?
Because you got to think... You get, what, a little under half, maybe half, depending?
Not if you sign a prenup.
Well, that's not happening. Twinks don't sign prenups.
And, those prophetic words to live by.
Yeah.
It's a blanket statement. Twinks don't sign prenups.
Cut seven.
Doug, my friend Willie is backing out of going tonight so he can watch Brazzers. It's unreal. Hold him accountable. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
I am tired of you sitting on the couch watching Brazzers instead of getting out there and going to TMA events. You get up, you get in the car, you get dressed, you go. You support the sponsors and get off the couch and turn off Brazzers. I am tired of it.
Well,
he said Brazzers.
I didn't realize.
Well, I didn't know there was. I thought that felt like there was something. Doug, Brazzers.
I didn't realize I was yelling quite so loud, but I was passionate about it.
No, I don't blame you at all. Yeah. The Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. Bertarelli Cutlery right there on the hill and a great sponsor for many, many a year. And now we finish off TMA Live with Email of the Day Live right here where the listeners get to read their emails to us, Doug, for the Hot Shots Email of the Day. I wonder if Indian Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has anything prepared.
He's a sick man.
Well, they won't be naughty, I'm sure.
Plowboy will be right up here.
Right to it, right to the degenerate.
Yep. Bud Bash Cardinal tickets on the line, so a big prize. Doug, this is a young man right here who listens to the show.
You'll keep it clean, I'm sure, right?
I would
doubt
it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I got
you.
Juice?
Yeah,
I got
Elle, juice. We hear you, yeah.
This is Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, Doug.
Can I stand by Jay?
No.
Yes, you can.
I've been trying to save myself.
Hold the mic closer to your mouth. We can't hear you.
I've been trying to save myself for marriage for the second time, but the dotum open almost threw a monkey wrench in my virtuous gears. With that man candy doing the show, with the goods at eye level with the crowd, by the third... Okay, I jacked that up. By the third hole, I was going potty when Cucky approached me in the gimp mask, or so I thought. In my inebriated state, I slipped and fell to my knees. To my surprise, I was face to face with a man cannon trying to escape a khakied pant.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You going to Pittsburgh, Cat? You working the weekend?
As the cannon almost hit me, the marshal arrived and yelled at my aggressor, "Hey, Grandpa, put that thing away.
Sure.
You finna put an eye out with that thing." You know, it's true what they say. It's all fun and games until Sammy Davis Jr. and Sandy Duncan lose an eye.
Oh, man. It's too soon. You can't say that. It's too soon.
Oh, is that the Hogan family?
He went Sandy Duncan. Yes, the Hogan family.
Injun Joe's.
Oh, he went Sandy Duncan.
Cave Ride
Magic
Man.
She was Peter Pan as well.
Yes, she was. She was a great Peter Pan.
You know.
After Mary Martin.
Who is up next? Larry just sent me a text saying that he wants to read one. Where is he? There he is. Larry, why don't you do your email?
Come on up, Larry. Come on.
Come on up.
Come on up.
Doug, what's going on? He's yelling.
He's yelling.
Somebody
let's get
help
to
me.
It, Larry.
Somebody
let's get to it. We haven't got all night. Let's go.
Plowhawk will handle the whole thing. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah,
watch.
Right?
Get eat a cheeseburger, Plowboy.
Say what?
Perfect. Oh, that was Todd Bridges' line on Different Strokes.
Say what?
Hold on, I got pulled up because I sent to the NCISDL in my inbox.
Okay, we'll sit here and wait for 10, 15 minutes. We're not doing anything.
What are you talking about, Doug?
Take your time, Larry.
Is there another one we could read in the interim?
Is there another email or Doug participant? Plowhawk, how many more emails are there?
There's God help him, will
you? I know there's one. It looks like Larry's getting into his Gmail.
Go ahead, hipster Tower Grove
hipster
South.
Hipster right here.
Doug, this is one of the best in the business right here. Young Mike Trout.
I wouldn't say that.
Greetings, fellas. It's nice to be back here at Hot Shots for a TMA Live with you fine Americans.
That's a nice little opener.
Yeah.
Good eye contact also.
I like that, too. He addressed each one of us with his eyes.
Kind of work in the room.
After Dave Jackson's sleeve faux pas at Tapawingo last week, I was worried that all future Inside STL events would be canceled to avoid the inevitable embarrassment caused by a fella showing a little too much flesh. But correct me if I'm wrong. But isn't male nudity the cornerstone of this program?
Yep.
Whether it be Cucky's steamy midriff or Dave Jackson's epic guns. The skin of a man is our currency, and tonight I am ready to collect my paycheck from Doug's pants.
Oh my God.
Nicely done.
Great. That was really nice. There's a certain iambic pentameter.
Tim, I have a proxy reading.
Uh-oh.
Doug, are those allowed or proxy?
Sure.
Yes. Yes,
if it's
are.
Clean. Hipster Tower of South has got suspended.
Eve. In honor of Plowboy carving a landing strip in his nipple hairs, a haiku. Nuzzle my butt clam. Slide in a curious tongue. Cheesy mud dip. Think about it and love you all. Tunnels 12,000.
Doug, Tunnels 12,000.
I love Tunnels 12,000.
Oh, just awful. Just hideous.
So much. O-M.
Just hideous.
Where is Larry? Did he find his...
Nixie? Where'd he go?
Doug, is that Mr. Nipples wearing a Taste Me Doug t-shirt?
There it is.
That's right.
Is that
That's
what
right.
that says?
It says Taste Me Doug.
And there's
a 7-year-old in the foreground of the picture.
Yeah, that's just great. You should be proud of yourself, sir. He got an ankle bracelet on it. I'm sure he does.
All right.
You're Mr. Nipples, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, Nipples.
Mr. Nipples.
Okay, Nipples.
Hi, Mr. Nipples. Hi. Hi.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, read the email, fellow.
Now, I know we've met many times before. You know, who can forget earlier this summer, you and I tongue wrestling in the back of my Nissan Cube.
That's true.
Windows rolled all the way up.
No.
Covered in sweat and Cheeto dust.
No.
Just basking in each other's musk.
No, not so much.
But I always pictured me reading my first poem to you with the both of us in frilly French panties, sipping fine boxed wines.
Ah.
Sipping fine boxed wines out of each other's belly buttons.
Ooh.
But I guess reading it in front of a crowd at Hot Shots off the Rock Road is just as romantic. So here it goes. Doug. Looking at you fills my pants with pre.
What did he say with what?
Ah, don't ask.
Jennings, there are 5-year-olds and there are 7-year-olds.
I was not expecting his children to be here.
I love the kids.
Yeah, but go ahead.
He's doing earmuffs.
Yeah. Read it anyway.
Keep those on. Yeah.
Look what you did. You upset the baby. Right. Earmuffs.
I cannot be sorry. Doug, looking at you fills my pants with pre.
I heard that.
It makes me want to say, just taste me. Whether doggy, mish, or 69, I picture me banging you till the end of time.
Nicely done.
That's just great, Tim. It was really wonderful. Mr. Nipples, you got yourself suspended. You got yourself
suspended. There was applause.
High five.
2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots, for the leather-bound suspension law you, and thank you, Right Business.
Now, you might not like the subject matter, but you have to admire the pros.
Right.
Yes. No, agreed, Cat.
Oh, look, it's Postman Mike.
Doug, us letter carriers, we're not very good with words, so I'm going to keep this short.
Well, you don't have to just say it to me. There's other people.
Well, but I think it's this mostly
you. Yeah, there's a number of us on the dais. Look at the dais.
This
is for Doug. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I love Doug's rump, and you should too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a nice sentiment.
That's not suspendable.
Postman Mike, suspended.
There was no dirtiness in
there. Hey, Doug!
Uh-oh. Mike was going to enter the contest. I didn't know he had written anything.
Oh, no.
Look, it's Stubby Clap. He has one. He always has a lot of reverb.
2 days' time.
2 days.
You ready?
Yes.
Hey, boys. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of Doug's ass, I fear no evil because that's where my juices will pass.
Nice.
You can't say this stuff on the radio.
No, you can't now.
You can.
You can now.
I think you can. I think they made it a little more...
Yeah.
You can't say it.
Where didn't Larry have something he sent?
Where is Larry?
He's at the end of the table with Mike Lee and he's just yelling.
Larry,
just
what
yelling
happened?
At the top of his lungs.
What happened, Larry?
Larry, no email? He sent it to the inbox.
Okay, well done.
Oh my, I guess.
Look at that just came.
I don't know.
What's going on, Jennings?
It's like this couple that just showed up.
And you're saying hello. How do you do?
How you doing, dear?
She won the Foot Fetish Friday in the ball winner, man.
At Nippon-Te?
Yes.
Wow, this is an old friend. Is this who's coming to the
you don't remember her?
The Duel in the Sun Part 2?
You don't remember her?
I do remember. I'm just
Wow, you're speechless.
You are speechless.
I know, I'm done. I don't know what to say.
Those vitals, they'll get you.
Wow. Larry's now talking it over with the happy couple.
Okay.
And he's getting a picture with her. That is wonderful. Boy, that's really nice.
But she is heat unholy.
On a side note, I do think that wraps up email of the day.
I thought Larry submitted one. Well, there's a lot to choose from.
That'd be a good thing. There's nothing to choose from.
Doug, you had a few that I know you were writing.
Almost everyone got suspended. Engine Joe was the only one who can't. The only reason I didn't suspend him is he was struggling reading. I was just happy that he was trying to read. I'll say Engine Joe's cave ride magic man.
The cat.
I don't condone the vile. However, when they're all vile, you got to pick a winner.
Right.
I got to go Mr. Nipples.
Oh, you can't award that thing.
You do, too.
Oh, you know.
I like the shirt. I felt like it put him over the top. Mr. Nipples has just shipped two tickets to Butt Bash on July 25th. Butt Bash, enter gate four up to 2 hours before first pitch. Is this Mazzy Star fade into you from 94?
Look at them taking the pictures with the couple that came in.
Well, everybody remembers her, Jay.
Kind of sworn it's Mazzy Star, but it's not. Butt Bash, enter gate four up to 2 hours before first pitch and receive a free mini bobblehead of the featured player with autograph already on the box. Each game is a different player, and July 25 is the Wizard on a home run by the Wizard. Doug, that's going to do it, unfortunately.
Biff wanted to mention the shopping cart.
Brought the pineapple with the free dotum. Yeah. All kinds of things.
That should get you lucky some night.
Time for us to shut it down. We will see everybody at Normandy Jennings, the Duel in the Sun Part 2, Friday at 1:30. And if you can't be there, the Plowhawk will be on the live broadcast. And Mike Lee and Larry Nickel and the Mayor of St. Chuck are getting pictures with the happy couple from Nippon-Te. I don't know what's going on.
We see one straight couple and the whole place just goes nuts. Oh, my God, it's a man and a woman together.
That's odd.
Look, it's the straights.
They're posing for pictures because we found someone
Look,
in the crowd who
the straights
straight.
Are here. All right, it's time for us to shut it down. Andy Hanselman on the ones and twos for the Plowhawk, for the Sea Monster, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin, for Jennings Randolph Jr., for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from Hot Shots in Bridgeton, the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, KFNL. No, it's not.
You were free.